It's the Morning Mess Recap Podcast from 95.1 WAPE.
95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. It's the Big A Morning Mess.
Oh, my God. Is that what you're thinking we should do?
No, I thought you were like
what's
telling
wrong with
everybody.
You?
Forgot that we were on the radio for a second.
All right.
Wow. So,
anyways,
since
this
we're on there.
Sounds real fast.
Listen, here's, yeah, it really did. Anyway, first dates. Now, Justin found this very interesting article. This to me is interesting. Not because I haven't dated in like 16 years. This is interesting because I know a lot of people who are stuck in bad relationships or are still dating and can't find somebody. And the problem may be in what you're eating and drinking on the first date. For example, Megan, your boyfriend, do you remember what you guys ate and drank on your first date?
Yes, I do.
What was it?
We ate barbecue.
You ate barbecue?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
And what did you drink with your...
Oh, I didn't...
Don't tell me you didn't drink. 100% false.
Oh, no. We ate Mexican food.
Oh, my God.
It was lunch, so we didn't drink.
So
it was like during a work day.
You had a lunch date?
Yeah, that was the first time we ever went together. And then the first dinner date we had was barbecue.
Okay, and then what did you drink?
And then I didn't drink any alcohol. I drank before I went.
Oh, that's probably better. Well, Justin found this list. What they did was they interviewed successful couples in successful relationships, and they found out what they ate and drank on their first date, and they realized that if you're eating and drinking the wrong thing, it could doom your relationship.
Yeah.
What's really bizarre is the number one items on the list I would never have picked as a first date type food. Justin, tell everyone what it is you should eat and drink on your first date if you want your relationship to be successful.
Okay, so they're saying the Bloody Mary... and fried chicken had a 57% success rate.
Bloody Marys and fried chicken. First of all, that sounds amazing.
It does sound amazing, but here's the thing. That's like a recipe for being super bloated. That's not what I would want. Like, I feel like when you're on your first date, you're like a little nervous.
That is such a girl response.
I don't know. I would be like,
If by bloated you mean stuffed and awesome, then yes.
Bloody Marys on its own are like its own meal.
Especially when you start adding like shrimp and bacon and stuff to them.
They're so thick and it makes you so full. I don't know. I couldn't do that. I mean, it sounds great. I'm not going to lie.
The second one is having an old fashioned and sushi.
Oh, that sounds horrible. I mean, sushi's delicious, but old-fashioned
like,
with sushi? That does not go well at all. What was the... Now, you said there's
I'd
the worst
one,
too.
To be honest with you.
An old-fashioned and sushi?
Absolutely. That sounds right up my alley.
Well, old-fashioned are very sweet. And sushi's kind of like kind of salty.
Well, they're really strong, too. So one of those will knock you right on your ass. And you feel way better.
But even that's a great first date.
Sushi is lighter, so it's like you're going to be feeling it.
I see. So you're drunk and not bloated.
Yes.
Megan, that sounds great. That's
Ding.
What you guys should have. All right, do you have on the list the worst thing?
Yes.
All right, don't tell us. We got to take a break. Okay. We're joking too much about tornado warnings. 340-9595. In the meantime, tell us what you ate and drank on your first date, if you remember, and we'll tell you if your relationship's doomed or not. 340-9595. Jared, good morning. How's it going, buddy?
Hey, so my fiance and I went to Mellow Mushroom on the south side here in Jacksonville. It had pizza and calzones and beer.
Pizza, calzones, and beer. And it's your fiance, so that means it probably worked out.
It sure did. This was like 6 years ago. I'm actually getting married this Sunday, the 28th.
Oh, yay. Congrats.
Oh, that's awesome.
Thank
congratulations.
So
pizza, calzones, and beer at Mellow Mushroom.
Yeah, we loved it. We saw a little two-man group, a couple of my buddies, Diplomatic, and had a great time.
Awesome. Well, that's
awesome.
We'll see where that is on the list when Justin gets back in.
I mean, that's a great combo. I'm not going to lie.
No kidding.
Am I actually right now? That's awesome. This is the first time I ever call you guys.
Oh, really?
And I listen to you every morning.
Yeah. Well, we really appreciate that, and make sure it's not the last time you call us.
I appreciate that.
All right. We'll talk to you later, Gerald. I feel like if you go to Mellow Mushroom, afterward you're like smoking some weed, so you're always going to have a great time.
What? Why?
Because it's like when you walk in there, they have they've got all the trippy weed drawings on the...
Yeah, it's everybody who's known for like a stoner.
Right, every single famous stoner is on the wall, and it looks like it was painted by a stoner.
We go there like 3 times a week.
I rest my case. Justin, is pizza and weed on the list anywhere? Or just pizza?
Pizza is, and it's at only 15%.
What?
Oh, yeah. So pizza.
Pizza seems like a very common first date. It's like everybody loves pizza.
Yeah.
You know, it's something you can agree on.
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe it's too common. Maybe it's like, that's boring. I need somebody who's going
to
show me a good
time. Want it to be more creative.
Right. Like Bloody Marys and fried chicken.
Yeah.
For example, vegans at 23%.
What?
I mean,
vegan pizza?
Just any vegan food, I guess.
Just anything
vegan. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that
surprise
sounds terrible.
At -23%.
-23%.
Really? I'll be honest with you. If anyone says vegan to me, there's going to be no first date.
They're gonna be I'm going to leave.
At all.
I'm going to get up and leave.
I'm gonna be like, I'll tell you what. Call me after you have dinner, and maybe we'll get together. Justin, so what is the worst thing on the list that you can have for a first
the
date?
The worst thing you can have if you don't want your relationship to last is tequila shots and pancakes.
That would actually be the best thing if you don't want your relationship to last.
I literally love both of those things.
Tequila shots and
at
pancakes.
Time,
yeah, no, it's a weird. I mean, who does that?
Who has pancakes I think
you,
and tequila?
You know what I think happened is they probably like looked at relationships that were horrible and they said, "What did you drink on your first date?" And people said, "Tequila shots."
Oh, okay.
And then they said, "What did you eat?" And they said, "Pancakes."
Oh, you're probably right.
Not
there's
like,
no way you're like
separate,
going
yeah.
to like a breakfast place and getting tequila shots.
Correct.
I mean, I or
no,
I mean,
like mimosas.
Then if you are, then we should probably hang
Can
out.
Imagine the waitress's face when you're like, "No, I'll skip on the mimosa. Can I have a tequila shot?"
Dude, I'm telling you, if Metro Diner had chicken and waffles and tequila, I would just live like
now
live
that
there.
Sounds amazing.
Sure does, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Justin, go call Metro Diner. See if they deliver. 340-9595. Call us and tell us what you had on your very first date to eat and to drink, and we'll let you know if your relationship's doomed. Nancy.
Yeah.
Hey, Nancy, what did you have on your first date?
I had 4 Mai Tais, a glass of champagne, and then we tried to have a grilled cheese sandwich.
What? That sounds like an amazing date.
Yeah, it was.
4 Mai Tais, a glass
oh
of champagne,
God,
and a grilled cheese
awesome.
Sandwich.
Yeah, I kind of slumped over in the car on the way home.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
That's how you bond, though. You get Whoa, sorry. I shouldn't have said that. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
My
Are
bad.
You that right now?
No. I wasn't thinking about it.
Yeah, no, evidently. We're my on the radio, bad. Megan. Thanks. For now. We may not be after the show. Jeez.
I've never done that before.
That's not true. Don from the beaches. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are y'all?
Hey, great. Well, except Megan's cussing. Other than that, we're fine.
Sorry.
What do you want to say, Don?
I just want to say that I believe pizza is the best first date. Me and my wife actually had Carmine's on our first date.
Yum.
We had wine and I had beer, so. So no tequila.
You think pizza is actually the best thing to eat on a first date?
Absolutely.
I kind of agree with that because I feel like everybody loves pizza, you know? It seems like something.
Yeah, I mean,
it's also very garlicky, you know?
No,
it's
not
filling.
Necessarily.
You were the one that said you don't want to get
blood. What kind of pizza do you eat?
Pizza with garlic.
With
on
garlic?
It.
Oh, I don't.
Oh, my God. One of the best things you can get on your pizza, garlic and feta cheese. Your breath will smell like vomit
no, that's
for 3
gross.
Days, but it tastes so good.
No, I can't do that.
Hey, thanks.
You don't have to eat like the whole pizza. You don't have to eat it so you're like so full you feel like you're going to vomit.
I'm telling you, garlic, feta cheese, this is the single guy special right there.
Yeah.
You're
you
gonna
speak
stay single
from experience,
for
huh?
a long time. Kendra from the West Side.
Yes.
Hey, Kendra, what'd you have on your first date?
We had chicken wings and beer, but we had lemon with water, and so we always drink that. So.
Wait a minute. You had chicken wings and beer and lemon and water?
Yeah. We always drink water with lemon and every situation.
So water oh, with good. Your beer is what you're saying, staying hydrated.
Yeah, basically.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's the way you do it. You know, no, then yeah. you don't feel terrible the next day.
Chicken wings, I feel like, could be an awful first date food.
Why? Oh, because it's so messy?
Well, I think it's great because it makes you feel like, okay, if they can deal with me getting all gross and
yeah.
into my chicken wings, then they have to like
it. It's a very vulnerable
right.
food.
It is.
It is. You're very yeah. vulnerable while you're eating it. It's like all over your face, all over your hands.
If they're cool with me sucking the meat off this bone.
Yeah.
Well, that actually, Whoa. Well, never mind. Hey, thanks.
I'm sure she should.
Thanks so much. Don't even say
I'm
it,
sure
Megan. Stop. Be. You've already said enough.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.